You can't always spend your time the most effective way, but just make sure you're spending time to deliberately focus on something.
You can be the most talented, the smartest, the best educated person with the most valuable contacts and all the advantages in life, but if you are not focused, it doesn't do you any good at all. I wrote in an article for the Wall Street Journal that if you do not have clear, specific goals for your life, you are doomed forever to work for people who do. And that seems to be the case. And yet only 5% of people have goals. So the key starting point with regard to clarity is to know where it is you're going and what it is you want to be and what it is you want to have and what it is you want to do. Because in America, in the most blessed society in all of human history, you can have anything in the world that you want if you can decide what it is that you want. I think that the ability to focus and concentration are the two keys to success in life. That the ability to focus clearly and know exactly what it is you want to accomplish and the ability to concentrate single-mindedly on accomplishing that one thing without diversion or distraction are the keys to success. It's the number one key to effectiveness is to be able to sit down and look at your work and use the 80-20 rule. Say to yourself, which is the 20% of the number of things that I have to do that account for 80% of the value of my work? And always work on the top 20%. You see, in life, there's never enough time to do everything, but there's always enough time to do the important things. Instead of doing what is fun and easy, which is what most people do, you know what they do? They make a list of everything they have to do, and then they start at the bottom of the list, and they work on the irrelevant things. At the end of the day, they haven't got anything done. Successful people, peak performers, concentrate on the top items, and remember, anything other than working on the top items on your list is a waste of your time. And time management is not just time management is life management. You can do anything you want with your life if you'll manage your time properly. We all have the same 24 hours a day, and the ability to concentrate, to discipline yourself, to use willpower and perseverance to concentrate on one thing at a time is a quality of all success. Nothing great has ever been accomplished without the ability to concentrate single-mindedly on one thing at a time. Always concentrate on the best use of your time. Here is my favorite time management question, which I give to you for free. It's simply this. Before you start anything, ask yourself, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? Make a list and say, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? When you get into your car, say, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? When you leave the house or leave the office, say, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? Ask yourself that question over and over and over again. Repeat it and repeat it and repeat it until it's driven into the subconscious mind as a command. And whenever you have a temptation to do something that is small and irrelevant, that command will go, blam, what is the most valuable use of your time right now? And you, whoo, and it'll push you into doing what is the most valuable use of your time. And whenever you're working on the most valuable use of your time, you feel great. You get concentrated effort is a source of energy and enthusiasm. It makes you feel wonderful when you're working on something important, and it makes you feel nothing when you're working on something irrelevant. Develop a sense of urgency. A sense of urgency is a quality that is possessed by only 2% of the population. 2% of the population do things fast. 2% of the population have a bias for action. In Tom Peters' wonderful book, In Search of Excellence, he says all the excellent companies have a bias for action. And all of the companies that do not classify or do not come into the excellence category do things when they get around to it. You call them up and you have a problem or a complaint. You hear from them 3 or 4 weeks later. But the excellent companies, you call up with a problem or a complaint, bang, there's somebody back to you in 2 minutes.
Focus single-mindedly on one thing at a time. And to work on that one task until it's complete. And to discipline yourself not to do anything else or to become distracted by emails and bells and bips and noises and things like that. It's just your ability to focus like a laser beam on a single task.
Determine exactly what it is that you want to be, have, or do in life. And the more I study successful men and women, the more I find that every single one of them, the top 5%, are very clear about where it is they're going and what it is they want to accomplish. And when I look at unsuccessful men and women, or men and women who seem to be unhappy and floundering, I find that almost invariably, they have a very, very limited sense of direction, sometimes no sense of direction at all. You see, we as human beings are goal-seeking organisms. We only function at our very best when we're working toward accomplishing something that is important to us. And in my estimation, 80 to 90% of all the unhappiness, hostility, violence, psychosomatic illness, alcoholism, drug addiction, and so on in our society is caused by people having no sense of direction. They don't know where they're going. As they say, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Whatever skill you identified, you can learn. There's nothing that can stop you from excelling in that skill. It's simply a matter of time.
Some people will get better at it faster, others slower, but they've discovered in 25 years of research at the University of Florida, they've looked at people who started at the bottom and got to the top and became the heads of Fortune 500, heads of Fortune 1000 corporations. And they went all the way back to their early performance appraisals and comments by their supervisors, and they found that they had all settled on the same strategy. And the same strategy was to identify the one skill that would help them the most at this stage of their career, and then concentrate single-mindedly on learning that skill. And they were serious about this. They didn't just, you know, read a book or an article. They made a plan, like a lesson plan, and they asked, what are the best books to read in this area? What are the best programs, audio programs to listen to? What are the best courses to attend? And they developed a course of study, and they worked for weeks and months and even a year or more to develop that skill. And once they had developed that skill and people started to tell them, hey, you're pretty good in that area, that was their sign that they had mastered the skill. And then they would ask their boss or ask their coworkers to look at the top people around them or the most successful business people around them, and they would identify the next skill. And what we find is that all of life is like climbing a ladder. And each step on the ladder is mastering a new skill. And what these top people do, and this is one of the greatest breakthroughs in business success I've ever seen in an entire life of studying the subject, is what they do is they get better one skill at a time. They don't try to get better at 10 skills because that just exhausts you and you see no progress and you soon quit. So what they would do is focus like a laser beam on a single skill until they had mastered it. But here's the most amazing thing. When you are focusing on the development or acquisition of a particular skill, your whole mind is in improvement mode. So what happens is you automatically start to get better at everything else without even thinking about it. You're just more conscious and aware of things that you can do to be better in other areas by focusing on a single skill. They call this, Pears Anderson, who did all this work, calls it deliberate practice. And it is the key to great success. Deliberately practicing one skill at a time. Now, once you have learned this skill, which you will, nothing, only one person in the world that can stop you from mastering a skill. Who is that? It's always yourself. It's a lack of self-discipline, lack of personal management, lack of control, and so on. I don't have enough time. I'm so busy. I'm tired all the time. Wah, 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 shut up, shut up. So what it takes, and they found that it takes about 2 hours a day, 5 days a week of deliberate practice or focus on a new skill to master the skill. Once you have mastered the skill, then what do you do? Well, it's obvious, you ask the question again. Now, what one skill, if I was absolutely excellent at it, would help me the most to achieve my financial or business goals? What's the one skill? I was at a private meeting with the head of one of the biggest companies in the world, and that's terrible because the name escapes me for a second, but I had read a book that he had written 10 years before, and it was based on over 30 years of experience, and he'd run two Fortune 500 companies. He said what they discovered was that your weakest important skill sets the height of your income. Your weakest important skill. In every field, there's 5 to 7 vital skills. Your weakest skill in this little group of skills sets the height of your income and your success. And so often it's one skill that's holding us back more than anything else. And when I say that, everybody knows what I'm talking about. It's the one skill. Usually in business, it's marketing or sales or a combination thereof. Sometimes it's business development, customer relationships, and so on. But we know what it is. But the only question is, are we going to sit there passively, or are we going to say, damn, I'm going to learn that skill. I'm going to become very, very good at that skill, whatever it happens to be. And the wonderful thing is that once you learn a skill, another thing happens, is a nickel drops in your brain and you realize, I can learn new skills. Damn, I can learn any skill. I could learn languages. I could learn any skill. Wow. And suddenly the dam breaks in your mind and all the hesitation and lack of confidence and lack of certainty that you had, suddenly you realize, I can learn anything I need to learn. And it gives you a tremendous sense of power. So from then on, your whole life becomes a do-it-to-yourself project. Your whole life becomes a process of learning one skill at a time, climbing the ladder of success. Every rung on the ladder is higher income, greater influence, greater power in your profession. Getting better in your field is one of the most important things you can do. So I have a question for you, moving right along. What is the most important work that you do in your field? What is the most important and highest paid work that you do? Thinking. You've obviously been here before. And the answer is right. The answer is thinking. When I first heard this question, I wasn't clear about what the answer was. But the most important work you do is thinking. Is thinking well about yourself and your work. In fact, every mistake that you've ever made has been a result of poor thinking or not thinking at all. You all know what I'm talking about. Every success you ever had has usually been the result of really good thinking prior to taking action. Now, the reason why thinking is so important is that the quality of your thinking determines the quality of your decisions. And it's an interesting observation is that you are where you are and what you are today as a result of the total of all your choices and decisions up to this moment. In every part of your life, from the time you became an adult or before, you've made choices and decisions. The cumulative result is where you are today. Your income, your health, your happiness, your business, everything else. But my great rule, which is quoted all the time, is that it doesn't matter where you're coming from. All that really matters is where you're going. And where you're going is only limited by your imagination. So what you do is you say, forget the past. In the past, I could have done things differently, but I can't change the past, but I can change the future completely by what I do now. So the quality of your thinking determines the quality of your choices and decisions. The quality of your choices and decisions determines the quality of your actions, and the quality of your actions determines the quality of your results. And in business and life, everything is results. Results are the most important single word. Is what results are expected of you? What results do you need to get in order to achieve the goals that you set for yourself? And the ability to be absolutely crystal clear about the results that are necessary is the mark of the leader. Peter Drucker said that the first question of the leader is always, what results are expected of me? What results are expected of me to fulfill my responsibilities, to fulfill my commitments? And it's absolutely amazing. If you ask this question, you'll find that 80% of your time at work is spent on doing things that have nothing to do with results. They are just busy things. There are conversations and reading the paper and making phone calls and going for lunch and so on. And if you're really strict with yourself, you'll find that much of what we do contributes nothing to the results that are most important to our success. And successful people are those who are very disciplined. Is this the very best use of my time? Now, the reason that thinking is so important, aside from the results, is because of the word consequences. I began studying time management and designing programs and books, and I'm now one of the top time management author in the world in books in 42 languages. And what I found when I was studying time management is this concept of consequences, which was one of those life-changing concepts. What it said was that something is important to the degree to which it has big potential consequences. Something is unimportant to the degree to which it has low or no consequences. And what is the difference between top people and average people? Top people do more and more things that have big potential consequences. Not guaranteed consequences, but potential consequences. Average people spend most of their time doing things that have low or no consequences at all. In other words, if they did them all day long, it wouldn't make any difference. But top people realize there's two or three things they can do: learning a critical skill, making a critical decision, taking an important action. There's certain things they can do that have enormous potential consequences.
You can learn anything you need to learn to achieve any goal you can set for yourself. And I teach that, and I've taught that for more than 30 years. You can learn anything you need to learn to achieve any goal you can set. If you want to become healthy or wealthy or raise happy children or build a successful business, you can learn how, which means there are no limits. And that was the big turning point in my life. The most important thing is to think about what the other person needs, what the other person wants and needs. It's interesting, when you study the mindset of successful business people, they are focused on the customer. And how can they help the customer improve their life with their product or service? Is they believe in the goodness of their product or service, whether they're selling vitamins or cell phones or home furnishings. They believe that these are good products and that if you have them, your life will be better. And they use the products themselves and they would sell them to their mother or their father. And so they're always thinking, how can I help you to improve your life in some way? Now, because everyone is skeptical and because the average person in France or the US receives 3,000 to 5,000 commercial messages,
yeah,
advertisements of some kind each day, everywhere. People are skeptical, so you have to break through that skepticism. And the way you do that is you think, what is it that my potential customer really needs and wants to improve their life? What are the problems that they have that my product can solve? What are the needs that they have that my product can satisfy? What are the goals that they have that my product can help them to achieve? And then you say to them, if you have this problem or need, my product or service is something you should look at, and let me explain to you why it can help you. Most people, the bottom 80%, are lazy, and it's something that it's not polite to talk about. But most people are lazy, and they're looking for an easy way. They're looking for a shortcut to be successful. And there aren't any. But if you do something repeatedly over and over, you develop a habit. So most people are in the habit of looking for easy ways to get the things they want. And they're surrounded by people who think the same way. You know, as much as 95% of your thinking is determined by the people that you associate with on a regular basis. If you associate with people who don't work hard, don't learn, socialize after work, then you become like them. You think like them, you talk like them, you dress like them, you marry them. And so you're married to someone who also has no ambition. And you raise children, and your children have no ambition. You just go to work and complain about your work. But top people associate with other top people. There is what you've heard about the law of attraction. And the law of attraction says that if you change the way you think, you start to attract new people into your life. If you become aggressive about personal development and personal growth, you start to meet other people who think the same way. And the old groups of people that you associated with fall away, and the new group of people appears. So people say, well, where do I find positive people who are thinking about success all the time? First you become one, and then you will naturally attract it. If you like and respect yourself, you will set big goals for yourself. And if you like and respect yourself, you will persist longer, and you'll eventually succeed. And so how you feel, your emotions about yourself, is the starting point and the most important part of success. And so the goal of children, the goal of parents, is to raise children with high levels of self-confidence and self-esteem. Your goal as an adult is to build your own self-esteem, your own mental fitness.
Yeah.
Like physical fitness requires physical exercise, mental fitness, feeling very positive about yourself and your life, requires mental exercise. Now, what I discovered, which was one of the most important things of all, is that self-esteem, the other side of self-esteem, is called self-efficacy, which is a word that means that you are good at what you do. So therefore, when you work to become better in your field, whatever you're doing, whether it's in school or in your job, you feel more confident and more positive about yourself. So the more you like yourself, the better you become. And the better you become, the more you like yourself. So you can actually get onto an upward spiral, which brings us to your subject of success for young people. The key to success is very simple. I've written two books on this, is you must become very good at doing something that is important and valuable to an employer. You must become very good at it. There are no successful people who are average, and it takes a long time to become very good at something, even if it's to be a gardener or an interviewer or a speaker. It takes a long time to become good at it, but you must be determined from the beginning to work extra hours to become very good at the work that you do. If you do that, every door of opportunity will open for you. Your self-confidence will go up. People will admire you and respect you. your employers will open doors for you. It's the most amazing thing. And yet only 10% of the population knows this. 80% of the population works for a while, according to research. They work to become okay at their work, and then they level off. And years go by, and they never improve. They do their job just enough not to lose their job, unless, of course, there's a downturn in the economy. And they are the first ones that are let go from their company. So the top 10%, however, are constantly improving. Lifelong improvement, learning new things and becoming better. If you do that, you own the future. And if you don't do that, you are always a victim of rapid change.
And this wraps up today's episode. Thanks for listening. If you felt moved by today's episode, feel free to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or subscribe for future episodes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.